People like to talk about misconceptions and things that we get wrong. For some reason, people love to be told when they're doing something wrong or when the whole world is wrong about something. So in the Haggadah that I'm using this year, B'tzeis Yisrael, the Haggadah of Ravelsky, he has two types of Divrei Torah in the Haggadah. There are those that are, I guess, what you would call classic Divrei Torah, where he explains Pshad and something in the Haggadah. He's more, you know, Al Derech HaPshad, Al Derech HaDrash. And then there are things where he just explains what the Halacha is and why everything you've been told about, you know, different parts of the Haggadah your whole life, they are wrong or off base. So I want to go through some of the things that people get wrong in terms of our understanding of what happens in the Haggadah that he has at least toward the beginning of the Haggadah. So we have a mitzvah of Dalet Kosos on the night of the Seder, and we're used to thinking what the Medrash says, that Dalet Kosos is keneged the Dalet Lashonos of Geula. Now, it's not wrong because it's a Medrash, so it is true that Dalet Kosos does relate to Dalet Lashonos of Geula, but point number one he makes is that the Mishnah Pesachim tells us, Arba Kasi, or the Gemara says, Arba Kasi Tikn Rabbanan Derecherus, that the real primary element of why we drink four kosos is because that is derecherus. That's what free people do. Free people drink a lot of wine. And that's why the ofen ashtia, the way that we drink it, has to be derecherus. That's why we can't drink undiluted wine. And secondarily, the Dalet Kosos relate to what happens to be four mitzvos halayla that each have to be done alakos. Kiddush alakos, Sipurit Yisrael Mitzrayim alakos, Birchas HaMazon alakos, Halil alakos. So those are really the primary reasons that there are Dalet Kosos. One is Derech Eirus, and two, because there are four mitzvos halayla. Secondarily, after the fact, you know, you want to explain that what the meaning of the number four is, so the Medrash comes along and says it fits nicely because there are Dalet Lashonos of Geula. Similarly, when it comes to Karpas, there are all sorts of explanations as to why Karpas, what Karpas is all about. The famous Remez that's already quoted by Rishonim, Samach Perech, that's why we use Karpas, that's why we use a vegetable called Karpas. But that's not really why we use a vegetable called Karpas, that's also an after-the-fact explanation. The real reason for Karpas, we know it's an Indian in Brachos, in Ilchus Brachos, that we need something to say a Bari Priya Adama on, so that we won't have to say it later on the Marar. And the reason we chose Karpas was because Karpas is another way of saying celery. And in the time that they were misaking the simanim of the Seder, right? They titled the different parts of the Seder. Karpas was the most common vegetable. Celery was the most common vegetable. The simanim of the Seder were only nikva in the days of the Machzor Vitri. It was the Talmud of Rashi. So that was much, much later. It was well after we were doing Karpas that anyone called it Karpas. Initially, well, it was just a vegetable that we would eat, but no one was actually, you know, calling it Karpas as a siman of the Seder. These Shemos, Kadesh, Orchatz, Karpas, Yachatz was only later on. The Ramazim that we have are after the fact kind of Ramazim, and that's fine and that's good, and that's the Derech of Klal Yisrael to find after the fact Ramazim and find more meaning and more whatever to explain things. That's perfectly fine. Now, what's the issue, the idea of dipping? Of the dipping things. So it used to be just al derech hapshat that people have to realize that, you know, we say in the Manishtana that we normally we dip once, and tonight we dip twice. When do we normally dip once? So this is an old thing that it used to be that they didn't have ways of keeping things fresh. They didn't have Ziploc bags. They didn't have refrigeration. So when they would have, and they didn't bake bread daily. So when they had bread, often it was hard and stale and disgusting bread. So in order to soften it up a little bit, they would always dip the bread, but they would dip once at the beginning of the meal. They would soak the bread in whatever dip, in kutach or whatever other dip they were using, and that's what they would eat. So on the night of the Seder, we do something different. We dip twice. So we take salt water and we take charoses, and we see that, and the child sees right away that there are two dips on the table, and that's unusual to have two dips on the table, so he right away asks. Nowadays, children aren't sensitive to that at all, because we never have to really dip anything. We have ketchup, you know, people like to, but we never really have to dip anything to make something edible. So they're not at all sensitive to whether there are dips on the table or not. So that's what Belsky says, kedai to inform everyone what's on the table and let them know so that they could see, oh, there are two dips on the table. Let them know that, look, there's charoses, there's salt water over here, that there are two dips on the table. Moving along, he also points out that in the Maggid, The Gemara uses the expression. The Gemara in Pesachim Kuftes Vavam Beis tells us, Rav Huna Amar Kulu Nami Lifnei Misha Omer Hagada. There's what we call the Misha Omer Hagada. That at everyone's seder, there's the one who says the Hagada. So apparently the impression that you get is that there's one person saying the Haggadah to everybody else. Nowadays, a lot of times at people's Siddurim, everyone's just saying Divrei Torah that they have written down in their notes or at the side of the... No, but that, apparently that's not the way it works. It's supposed to be B'darach Shelu Tshuva, that people ask, and when someone asks a question, the Misha Omer Haggadah, the Gadol Shebechabura, is supposed to respond, is supposed to answer the questions. Sometimes you have, you know, when kids start asking questions and it's like silly questions or ridiculous questions, you're like, you know, quiet already, let's move on already. That's not appropriate. They should be encouraged to ask, as silly and as ridiculous as it is. And we do special things to encourage more asking. And then the Misha Omer HaGadah is supposed to be the one answering. We then have, you know, the Manishtana, just a little bit of an understanding of what the Manishtana is. There are four questions, obviously, in the Manishtana, but the Manishtana primarily are supposed to focus on the three mitzvot halayla, a matzah, maror, and pesach. When the Mishnah lists the Manishtana, so it doesn't have anything about us leaning in the Mishnah list that the Manishtana was, instead of leaning, there was a question about that we're eating basar tzli, that we're only eating roasted meat on the night of the Seder, that we're eating Karban Pesach. Elamai, we not only don't have a Karban Pesach, we have minig, we don't eat roasted meat at all. So that can't be part of the Manishtana. So we replace that with what we now have, which is that we're not used to leaning, and now tonight we're leaning. So really, the primary questions of the Manishtana are about matzah, about Marar, and about Karban Pesach. We also throw in a fourth question about dipping. Why do we throw in the fourth question about dipping? Because the whole reason we're dipping is so that kids can ask questions. So there has to be a question about the dipping. Meaning, if the whole purpose of the dipping is so that they can ask questions, to open them up to the idea of asking and to get them used to asking, so there's got to be a question about that. But we don't really discuss the answer to that. The real answer to the Manishtana is the answer that addresses the three real questions about matzah, maror, and karban pesach. And therefore, it's important to realize that there's a mistake. People normally assume that avadim ayinu is the answer to the Manishtana. Avadim ayinu is, in fact, not the answer to the Manishtana. It's the background to the answer. What's the answer to the Manishtana? Ram Gamliel Omer, Kol Shalom, or Shlosh Dvar Malal, anyone who doesn't say these three things, Pesach, Matzah, Umarar, is Lo Yatzi Yidei Chavasa. Why is he not Yatzi the Chiyuv? Because the question was asked about Pesach, Matzah, Marar. Those are the three real questions of the Manishtana. If you didn't answer them, you didn't explain Pesach Zol Shema, Matzah Zol Shema, Marar Zol Shema, you didn't explain it, and then you didn't answer the Manishtana. Which means that when a child asks the Manishtana, it's not enough that he should stay awake for the Avadim Ayinu, he should really stay awake for Pesach Matzah Marar. That's the real critical part of the answer. So whoever is saying the Manishtana, whatever age child is saying the Manishtana, we should be careful that child should be awake for the actual answer of the Manishtana, which is the Pesach Matzah Marar. These are just some of the ha'aros that he has toward the beginning of the Haggadah. Maybe at other times we'll be able to go into some of the other ha'aros later on in the Haggadah.